to have pigs die. That was funny. He did things like that all the time. He had power over things that were just amazing. I have seen him heal the sick. I've seen him give sight to the blind. I've seen him take a man's hand that was shriveled and make it whole again. He did amazing things. He took another man who'd been blind from birth, and he gave him sight. I've seen him raise the dead, his friend Lazarus, who was dead 4 days. And boy, should you have smelled it when they opened up that tomb. Lazarus rose from the dead because of this man. He did amazing things. I even saw him, now get this, I even saw him feed 5,000 men. That didn't count the women and the children. 5,000 men. Now are you listening? With 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Can you believe that? Over 10,000 people he fed with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. And the amazing thing was, there was food left over. This was an amazing man. This man became my brother. This man became my friend. And this man was my teacher. I, Thomas, have seen him do amazing things, things that will just blow you away. He was a great man. And you know, whenever he looked at you, you could just feel the love come out of him. You just knew that no matter what you had done or thought or said, he loved you. He loved you. It just oozed out of his pores, the love he had for creation and for humanity. Well, in the 3rd year of his ministry, we started heading toward Jerusalem. And we got just outside of Jerusalem, and he asked a couple of us to go get a donkey, believe it or not, at these people's homes. And of course, we went through all these what ifs, you know, what if this and what if that. And he says, just go do it and say this if anybody asks. And you know what? People ask. We did exactly what he told us to do, and they're like, fine, take the donkey. Well, we took the donkey back to him, and he sat on it, and you know, we got close to Jerusalem, and people started laying their garments down in front of him. And they would break off these palm branches from these trees, and they would lay it down, and they were waving the palm branches, and they were praising him. Oh, it was glorious. You should have been there. You should have been there. They were saying, Hosanna, Hosanna, which means save now. They were saying, save now, save now. We just knew that Jesus was walking into Jerusalem and he was going to take his rightful place as king over Israel. We were so excited. Praise God. We were hooping and hollering. But you know, something interesting happened. He made a bad political move. You see, we walked into the temple. And Jesus got angry because he saw all the evil that was in the temple and how people were getting taken advantage of, being charged too much. And he got mad and he started tipping over the tables and everything and saying, get this evil out of my father's house. This is a place of worship. You know, later on, some of the disciples and I were talking and we wondered what my father's house was all about. But life was happening so fast, we just let it slide by. Well, a couple days passed, and it was Passover, and we went up into these folks' home. Nice folks. They invited all of us into their home and cooked some bread, and we sat down and had the Passover meal. You see, for a Jew, I mean, that's exciting stuff. Being saved from the angel of death so many thousands of years earlier. And we had our Passover meal and got to eat as a family. And Jesus, he washed our feet, which was kind of strange, but it was a glorious time. We were hanging out with our brothers. And then we went to a garden. Jesus wanted to go and pray. And we were feeling the tension rise in the town, especially after Jesus had caused such a ruckus in the temple.